Are you living bigger? In Psalm 73, it talks about the feeling of being upset when you look around and see people who aren't even following God, who don't even respect God, who don't even look to Him for anything, and they have these lives that look incredible. They have the money, they have the cars, they have the jobs, they have the friends, they have absolutely everything. But can you live bigger than this? We look to these people and sometimes we envy them. Sometimes we don't understand why they have these things when we feel like all day long we are punished. All day long we are afflicted. All day long, every single day, something goes wrong. But what do we follow God for? What's the bigger picture? And sometimes we sit and ask God, like, why is this happening? And it gets into this fleshly battle of, like, why me? That's not fair. All of these things. But you're thinking very much in the temporary. What they have is temporary. And it's not fulfilling. And it's not lasting. What we have when we follow the Lord and we look to the Lord is an everlasting life with the Lord forever in heaven. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me up in glory. Psalm 73. So how do you keep a kingdom mindset, heaven focused, when the world looks shiny, when everybody has something that you want? How do you keep a kingdom mindset? Because all we really need is God's strength, because our flesh is going to fail. Our riches are going to run out. Everything we have here on earth is a blessing, sure. We thank God for these things. They're temporary comforts until we get to be with God forever. And we are told to just look to God for hope. God's presence is your good. And you have God. God is your refuge. And I love how Psalm 73 ends. It says, "So I can tell about all you do." Bigger picture. Keeping the kingdom and heaven in your focus, in your mindset, and sharing all that God does at all times.